Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Samach Beis. We will begin on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. Vamra Bai Menah Minala. At the end of our previous shiur, the Gemara had introduced the machlokes of Abai Verova. If somebody, Chas V'Shalom, worships Avodah Zarah Mahav or Meira, is that considered that he was an Oved Avodah Zarah? Abai's opinion was that it is considered chayiv, and Rava's opinion was potter. And the Gemara then attempted to bring a number of sources for his opinion, and every time Abai brought a possible proof to his position, Rava successfully refuted it. And now the Gemara Abai tries again another raya. Before we begin to learn the raya, a word of introduction is very much in order. We know, Rachmana Litzlan, if somebody does an avera b'shagig, in many circumstances, he has to bring a karm chattis. The karm chattis he has to bring is a kesev, a seira, a sawyer, a female goat, a male goat. But even though that is the halacha for every individual Jew, we've learned, and we will, Mitzvah Shem, learn in greater detail in Masechta Horeis, that if there's a concept of par helm dovah shel tzibur. Par helm dovah shel tzibur means that if the Sanhedrin issued an erroneous, improper ruling, and based on their incorrect ruling, most of Klal Yisrael did something that they shouldn't have done, the Sanhedrin has to bring a par helm dovah shel tzibur. There's also another situation called a par koyin mashiach. A par koyin mashiach is that if the koyin gadol, if he's a suitable koyin gadol, a talmud chacham, makes a mistake in his personal life, whereas, as I said a moment ago, the regular Jew would have to bring under those circumstances a karban chatas, the Kohen Gadol brings a par. But there's a very interesting wrinkle in this halacha. As we have learned, and we'll learn actually in today's shiur, shagig, somebody making a mistake and therefore doing an avera, could come about in a number of ways. It could be a situation of shigas maisa. It could be a situation of helm dover. Helm dover means that he forgot that this is osur. Somebody forgot that Shabbos. Shigas maisa represents a situation where he doesn't forget that it's osur, but he makes a mistake in a detail. When we just said that a kohen gadol, par kohen mashiach, is treated differently, what that means is that the Kohen Gadol brings his carbon, but he only brings his carbon in a situation of Helm Dover. In a situation of a Shigas Maisa, the Kohen Gadol is absolved from bringing any carbon. However, even though, as I just said, the Torah differentiates between the Kohen Gadol and all other Jews regarding the carbon chattas, if Chas V'Shalom, whether it's the Kohen Gadol or whether it's the regular Jew, worshipped Avodah Zarah V'Shagig, there the Torah doesn't differentiate between what kind of animal is brought, what kind of carbon is brought. Rather, the halach is if there's if they're worshipping Avodah Zarah, whoever it should not be, V'Shagig, they have to bring a kiss, they have to bring a seira, a female goat as a carbon. Now we have a very interesting question, which where Abai is going to start off from. And it's actually machlokes tanon. We just said that whereas a regular Jew could bring a carbon chattis, whether it's a circumstance of shigas maisa, or it's a circumstance of halam dover, a Kohen Gadol only brings a carbon by Helam Dover. Now the question is, what will be the halacha by when the Kohen Gadol worshipped Avodah Zarah b'shigiges Maisa? There's actually two ways of looking at this question. On one hand, we could suggest that since a Kohen Gadol only brings a carbon when the Aveiru was done by Helam Dover, that is a rule that applies to Kohen Gadol even by Avodah Zarah. And therefore, only if the Kohen Gadol worshipped Avodah Zarah by Helam Dover will he have to bring the carbon, b'shigig, versus if he did the Aveiru b'shigiges Maisa, just like by all other Aveirus, under such circumstances, the Kohen Gadol is not obligated to bring a carbon. Under this circumstance, too, would he not be obligated to bring a carbon? That's one way. That's one argument that could be made. Another argument that could be made is that when is there a distinction made by the Kohen Gadol between Helam Dover and Shigiges Maisa? When the Kohen Gadol is not bringing the same kind of carbon as everyone else, but in a situation of Avodah Zarah, whereas we just said the Kohen Gadol and everybody else are all the same, everybody under those circumstances brings a Se'ira as a carbon, the halacha will be that the Kohen Gadol, whether he did that Aveira, the Aveira Avodah Zarah, the Helam Dover, or whether he did a B'shigiges Maisa, we'll have to bring the carbon. And that's where we begin. The Tanya, Kohen Mashiach B'Avodah Kechavim. If the Kohen Gadol worshipped Avodah Zarah B'shigig, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says that in this circumstance, the Kohen Gadol would even have to bring a carbon B'shigiges Maisa. Whereas the Chacham Omerim, Behelm Dover. The Behelm Dover, they would have to, even for Helm, the only for Helm Dover, not for Shigiges Maisa. Everybody agrees, as we said, that what is the carbon that's brought by Avodah Zarah B'Shigig matters, makes no difference who you are. Shabasira Ki Yachad, the Bota Kohen Gadol and the Yachad bring a Se'ira, a female goat, as a carbon. Furthermore, everyone is in agreement that a Kohen Gadol ain't a mevi ashem toli. We know that as halacha that somebody has a shaila if he did an aveira for which he would be chayv karban chatas. The classical example is that there were two pieces of meat. One was chaylev, one was shuman. And this person doesn't know if he ate chaylev or shuman. If he ate chaylev, he has to bring a karban chatas. So the halacha is that until he finds out, he brings an ashem toli. Here too, a Kohen Gadol doesn't bring an Ashem Toli. There is no discussion. But now we've identified that there is a concept of Shigiges Maisa by Avodah Zarah. But the Gemara wants to know, how Shigiges Maisa by Avodah Zarah? What exactly is the circumstance of Shigiges Maisa by Avodah Zarah? Because, explains the Gemara, if somebody walked by a base of Avodah Zarah, it could serve a base of Knesset, he walked by a building, and he thought that it's a Beis HaKnesses, a Vishtachvo, and he bowed down to the Beis HaKnesses, and then Rachmana Litzlana turned out to be a Beis HaVodah Zarah. We certainly can't say that this person did an Aveira. Harei Liboy L'Shomayim. He didn't do an Aveira. Ella, the Chazer Data, he saw a statue, Vishtachvola, and he bowed down to it. Again, Ikiblo Labalaha, if Rachmana Litzlana, he accepted it as a god, Mezeru. Horrible Aveira. Vi loy kibla ala balaha. He had no intention of accepting the statue as a god. Rather, he saw a statue, let's say, of the king. And this is the way he was going to show respect to the king, by bowing down. But chas v'shalom, no intent of worshipping, then he hasn't done laf klumhu. Machlokes rishonim, how to understand laf klumhu. Some rishonim, the ritva, many rishonim say, it's not to say that it's 100% fine, just you can't call him a Ovid Avodah Zarah. Other Mepharshim want to claim that a Rashi Masech the Krisis seems to indicate that there's absolutely nothing wrong with this. Chiddush. Ella, it must be that what is the case of Shigiges Maisa? Ahav of a Yira. But according to Rava, Ahav of a Yira, as we've been discussing, is not considered Ovid Avodah Zarah. If the only way we were able to identify a situation of Shigiges Maisa is in a case of a half of a Yira, It must be a raya that a half of the year is considered worshipping Avodah Zarah. That's Abaye's opinion. So how does Rava defend himself? Rav Amalach, loy. You know what the case of Shigas Mais means? Shigas Mais means I'm a mutter. He thinks that this is completely mutter. Ask the Gemara. We said earlier, there are two types of Shogig. There's Helm Dover and Shigas Mais. How did we explain Helm Dover? We explained Helm Dover to mean that the person doesn't know that this is Asr. So that's I'm a mutter. So Helm Dover is I'm a mutter. So how can we say that I'm a mutter is Shigas Maisa? I'm a mutter, Hein Helm Dover, asked the Gemara. Says the Gemara, there are two types of I'm a mutters. In a case where somebody says, but I'm a mutter legamre, where somebody thinks that this is not an Isser at all, he doesn't realize that Avodah Zarah is Asr. That indeed, says the Gemara, is in the category of Helm Dover. But in a situation of Kiyum Mitzvahs or Bittul Mitzvahs, where a person thinks that it's Mutter, he knows that Avodah Zarah, for example, is Asr. He knows you're not allowed to Shechf and Avodah Zarah. But he thinks, for example, that bowing, this is Rashi's example, is Mutter. That isn't considered a case of Helm Dover. That's considered Shigas Maisa. It's interesting. Tosfos points out that here it seems that Rav is of the opinion that Omer Mutter is certainly Mutter. And the Gemara Masechta Makkos has Rav questioning how do we treat an Omer Mutter. So how do we reconcile the two Gemaras? And actually there's some Rishonim because of this question that changed the Girsa and don't have in our Gemara, rather they have rather Rabba. Another pshat is they were talking about Golas. In Golas, when it comes to somebody killing B'shoigig, there are different rules than Shoigig in all other areas of Halacha. And therefore, even though we have a question how to treat Oyim and Mutter, as far as Golas is concerned, that has no bearing on our Shoigig. Begins the Gemara. Tana Rav Zakkai Kamei Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Zakkai taught the following braisa in front of Rav Yochanan. In one lapse, a person did all these different acts of worshipping in Avodah Zarah. So Rav Zakkai said, "Ein chayev al achas." He's only mechuy of one karmen chatas. Amalei. When Rabbi Yochanan heard Rav Zakkai teach this braisa, he said to him, "Puk tani lebra." Go out of the Beis Medrash. What you just taught is incorrect. Amar Rav Abba. So Rav Abba attempts to defend Rav Zakkai, and he says, "Hada Amar Rav Zakkai." Actually, Rav Zakkai's statement reflects a machloikus Rav Yosi Rav Nosson, and Rav Zakkai's opinion will be able to follow the opinion of Rav Yosi, and therefore you, Rav Yochanan, who are expelling Rav Zakkai from the Beis Medrash because you feel that the statement he made is patently incorrect. It's not so incorrect. It could be consistent with Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Because there's a very famous machloikus Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nosson. We know that the malachas of Shabbos, the malachas that are not allowed to be done in Shabbos, the lamatas malachas, are fashioned after what were the malachas in the Mishkan. And the Torah doesn't enumerate the malachas besides one. The pasuk in the Torah, l'savaru eish b'chomash v'seichem b'yoyim ha-Shabbos. The Torah singles out Havara. And the question is why? Machloikus. The Tanya, Havara l'lav yotzis, the Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi's opinion is, whereas by all other malachas, we know there's a chiv skila, a chiv karis, Havara is only alive. You only get malchus if chas v'shalmi made a fire. And that's why the Torah singled it out. Rav Yossi, Rav Nosson Oimer, l'chalak yotzah. No. The reason the Torah singled out Havara is to teach us a very important halacha. That let's say somebody did all 39 malachas on Shabbos. One Shabbos, Rachman Atzlan, he did all 39 malachas thinking that each malach is mutter. He'll be chayiv 39 chatos. It's interesting that the Rishonim point out, we have a rule when you can learn something l'kula or l'chumra, we learn it l'chumra. So why is Rabbi Yossi taking the pasuk of l'savara to teach us a kula and not following Rabbi Nosson's opinion that it can be used to teach a chumra? So the Rishonim answered that the basis for Rabbi Yossi, we may say a different pshat soon later, but according to the Rishonim at this point, is because the Torah added a word. If all the Torah was trying to teach us was this concept of lechalik yotzitz, the Torah should have said lechavaru eish b'yoyim hashabbos. Why does it add the word b'chomash v'seichem? That's what pushes Rabbi Yossi to say it's a lav yotzitz. Says the Gemara, l'man da'omer, according to Rabbi Yossi, that says havar l'lav yotzitz, when the Torah, as we spoke about so much in the previous shiurim, also regarding avodah zara, singled out hashtachavo, l'lav yotzitz. It's come to teach us that for hashtachavo, you chayiv only a lav, which means that you will not be chayiv chorus if you, and you will not be chayiv chorus if you mishtach with avodah zara. L'man da omer, whereas according to Abnosin, l'man da omer havara, l'chalik yotzitz, just like he said, the Torah singling out havara comes to separate each act. So what Rabbi Abba is now suggesting is that the machloikis of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanon by Shabbos, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nosson by Shabbos, is mirrored in a machloikis by Avodah Zarah. And just like Rabbi Yossi by Shabbos holds havara l'lav yotza, so too will he hold hashtachavo l'lav yotza. Rabbi Nosson will hold by Shabbos havara l'chalak yotza, and by Avodah Zarah l'chalak yotza. And Rabbi Zakkai's opinion will be following Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Maskel Rabbi Yosef asks Rabbi Yosef, who says that that's the correct way of learning Rabbi Yossi? Dim atkan lekom Rabbi Yossi hosom havar l'lav yotza. You know why Rabbi Yossi says by Shabbos the fact that the Torah singled out havara is to teach us that havara is only a lav? Because the concept of chilik melachos, that you chayif each melacha separate karban chatas, the nafkalei chilik melachos, he already has a different source for chilik melachos. Where does he learn it from? Me'achas mehena. And therefore, that's why he says it's lechalik yotza. But by Avodah Zarah, just to finish the question, where there is no other source, at least at this point in the Gemara is suggesting, Rabbi Yossi will agree, that the reason the Torah singled out ishtachavo is lechalik yotza, and that for every act, you chayiv a separate karban chatas, and therefore Rabbi Zakkai's opinion, Rabbi Zakkai's statement, will not follow anybody's opinion. So now the Gemara is saying that halachically, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nosson are in agreement that if somebody does separate melachos on Shabbos, he knows it's Shabbos. He just doesn't realize that these are melachos. He's chayiv separate karma chattas. The machloikis is only from where we know it. We're Rabbi Nosson learning it from the fact that Havar is singled out, and Rabbi Yossi learning it from somewhere else. From where? Because the Torah uses the words me'achas mehena. The Tanya Rabbi Yossi Yom, the Pasuk says, v'osa me'achas mehena. And the Pasuk is a very difficult Pasuk. There's really three questions in the Pasuk. Why does the Torah use the words me'achas instead of achas? Why does the Torah use the word mehena instead of the word hena? And what does the Torah say with achas hena altogether? To teach us, pam shemchayiv achas akulon, the Gemara is going to explain everything, pam shemchayiv al kol achas v'achas. Sometimes you chayiv for every malach on Shabbos, and sometimes you chayiv, if you did many malachas, only one karban chatas. And Rabbi Yonason explains. Vom Rabbi Yonason, my tam der b'yoisi, diksiv, v'osa me'achas mehena, achas me'achas, because the Torah added the word me'achas, as I said, it's coming to teach us something. And because the Torah used the word hena, me'hena, it's coming to teach us hena me'hena. And then the Torah is teaching us achas she'hena, ve'hena she'achas. And now we're going to explain the various halakhos. Achas, what's the simple case? Shimon. We know you're not allowed to write on Shabbos. And this individual went and wrote the word Shimon. Nobody could argue that he was Mechal Shabbos. Me'achas, what is the case of me'achas? Where he wanted to write the word Shimon, instead of writing the word Shimon, he wrote only the word Shem. Also, Chiv Kaisif. But here we have an interesting machloikis, Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says that the example the Gemara is giving is very precise. The Gemara speaks about Shem Mishimon. He says the word, the letters Shin Mem is a name. Shame is a name. What would be, however, let's say Rashi says, that somebody wrote, wanted to write the word Naphtali, and instead of writing the word Naphtali, he only wrote the first two letters, Nunpei. Nunpei isn't a word. Naf. It's not such a word. Rashi says that you wouldn't be chayiv. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that Naf is two letters. And if somebody's kaisiv shtei oisi is b'shabbos, he's a mechal shabbos, even if those two letters don't mean anything. Says the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah tries to make a little shalom in the world. On the back of a chilul Shabbos. He says, when does Rashi say that if you write nun pei, you're not going to be considered a mechal Shabbos? Only in the case that I described, where you wanted to write the word Naphtali, and then you wrote Naf. Naf is nothing. But what would be the halacha if your intention up front was just to write the letters nun pei? Even though the word nun pei, we just said, means nothing. But that was all of your intention, Rashi will agree that you're Mechal Shabbos. It's only because you wanted to write Naphtali, and all you wrote was Nun Pei, that's where Rashi will say, you're not Chayiv. But if you wanted L'chatchila to write Nun Pei, even though Nun Pei doesn't mean anything, you wrote two letters in your Mechal Shabbos. Continues, Heina, Ovos. We know, we learned this after Shabbos, there are Ovos, which are the primary Melachas, which actually happened in the Mishnah. Mehena told us. Achas, Shehena, sudden Shabbos, v'shigigas malachas. As I explained, that if you know it's Shabbos, you just didn't know or you forgot that these are malachas, you chay for each malachas separately. Heina she'achas, but sometimes you could be doing many malachas on one Shabbos, and you'll only be chayiv one karmachatas. In a situation, shigigas Shabbos, v'sodden malachas. You know these are malachas, but you forgot today is Shabbos. So what are we learning? That's why Rabbi Yossi says, Havar l'alav yotzes. Because the concept of l'chalik, he already learned from this pasuk m'achas mehena. Avol hocha, regarding avodah zarah, d'loy nafgalei chilik melachos meduch d'achrita, he has nowhere else where to learn the concept of chilik melachos. Here, Rabbi Yossi will agree, the kul alma, even Rabbi Yossi will agree, hashtach avar l'chalik yotzah. And therefore, if you did various acts of Avodah Zarah, you chayiv for every act, even according to Rabbi Yossi, certainly according to Rabbi Nosson, and what Rabbi Yochanan did in expelling Rabbi Zakkai from the Beis HaMedrash was very understandable, because nobody holds that if you did many malachas, many acts of worship, you'll only be chayiv one. Ask the Gemara, why do we have to say, according to Rabbi Yossi, that the source for separating acts of worship, us for separate karmachatas, is from the fact that the Torah singled out hishtach avar. Why don't we say, ask the Gemara, chilik malachas avodes kachavim nami tekvelei ma'achs mehena? Why don't we use this exact pasuk ma'achs mehena? The pasuk ma'achs mehena speaks about averus. It doesn't speak specifically about hechel Shabbos. And learn as follows. Achas means that you did zvicha, if you shechted an animal for avodah zarah. Me'achas is simen echad. That if you only shechted one simen, even though normally a shechita is only considered a shechita if you shechted both simonim, if somebody shechted one simen for avodah zarah, it will be considered a shechita. Why? It will be considered an act of avodah zarah. Why taka? If one simen is not a shechita, so Rishonim explain: since by a bird, the shechita of one simen is adequate. So we see that this does have the shame shechita, and since it has the shame shechita, you'll be considered oivid avodah zarah. Heina refers to the avos. What are the avos of avodah zarah? Zibur, kito, nisuch, v'shtach avar. Mehena. What is mehena? The toldus. What are the toldus? Shava makal fanam. We have here a very big machlokes rishonim. What would be the case if somebody broke a stick in front of avodah zarah? When would it be considered his avodah zarah? I actually saw two pshatim in the rishonim. One pshat in the rishonim I saw is that since breaking a stick is very similar to, this is Rashi's pshat, since breaking a stick is very similar to shechita, you're breaking just like by shechita you break the neck, here you break the stick. So if we learned a moment ago that zvicha is considered oivad avodah zarah, breaking a stick is a toldah of zvicha. That's one pshat in the Rishonim. Another pshat is from the Rishonim is that this Avodah Zarah is actually worshipped by shaking a stick. But since the Avodah Zarah is worshipped with a stick, so the primary way of being chayiv is by shaking the stick. Breaking the stick, which is not really the way this Avodah Zarah is actually worshipped, but it is worshipped with a stick, be considered a tolda. Achashi heina is zodin shabbat, zodin avodah kechavim, v'shigigas avodah. Where's the case you're going to be chayiv many korban chatas? This is the punchline. Where you did, you knew this is an Avodah Zarah, but you didn't know that the various acts you did is considered worshipping Avodah Zarah. So you chayiv each one separately. Heina shi achas, shigigas avodah kechavim, v'zodin avodah. Where you knew that this is an avodah, but you didn't know that this is an Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara is going to focus on this in a minute. Ask the Gemara, we just established that the Pasuk is going to be speaking about a situation of Shigas Avodah Kechavim V'Zodin Avodah. Ask the Gemara, you know, when you say words, they have to mean something. Ask the Gemara, Shigas Avodah Kechavim, how could you have a case of Shigas Avodah Kechavim V'Zodin Melochas? Hey, Chitam, exactly what would be the circumstance? Because Ikasava Basic, going back to what we learned at the beginning of the year, Ikasava Basic Knesset, who, if somebody walks by a building and he thinks it's a Basic Knesset, Vishtachav Aloy, and he bows down to it, Hare Libel Shemhaim, he didn't do anything wrong at all. E El Dechaza Drata, it must be referring to a situation where he saw a statue, Vishtachav, and he bowed down to it. Again, let's analyze. Ikabla La, if he accepted it, Mezidhu. He's a full-fledged Mezid. It's not a Shagig. If, on the other hand, he liked him, or he didn't accept it as a God, love Klebu. He hasn't done anything. What? So the Gemara is still looking for a case. Ella, it's maybe a case of Mahava Meira. Ask the Gemara, Hanich Labaya, if we follow Abaya's opinion, as we have been learning, Domer Chayiv, so that'll be the case of Shiggas, that'll be the case of Shiggas of Erzkechav Mezodin Avoidus. But we've been learning that Rabbi says, that Mahava Meira, you're Potter. El Rabbah, I'm a Potter. We're still by the beginning. What is the case of Shigas Avodah Kechavim V'Zodin Avodah? But a person thinks that it's, you're allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. Ask the Gemara, if that's how we're going to explain is the case of Shigas Avodah Kechavim V'Zodin Avodah, we should have the answer to a question. The Baim Nei Rava Rav Nachman. Helm zev zev biyodai. What will be the halacha if somebody was forgot that it's Shabbos and forgot that this is malacha? What will be the halacha? Will it be chayiv many kamchantis or one? Shouldn't this gemara be a raya that since this person forgot the whole parsha of Avodah Zarah or doesn't know, he says it's oyma mutter? Because that's how we're explaining the pasuk. So says the Gemara, we had a question. Rava had a question. What is the halacha under this circumstance? This Gemara should be the answer to that question. Says the Gemara, halay kasha. Fine. That'll be the answer. We'll have a raya from this pasuk, according to this interpretation, that you chayiv, only one. If you have a case where you forgot that it's an Avodah Zarah and you also forgot that it's Asur, ask the Gemara, much more fundamental question. What are we learning? Let's think it through. We want to have a situation where Rabbi Yossi certainly subscribes to the concept that for every act of worshipping the Avodah Zarah, you chayiv a separate korban chatas. The Gemara is suggesting, the Gemara did suggest, that we learn it from Mishtachavah. So the Gemara, why do we have to learn from Mishtachavah? Why can't we learn it like Rabbi Yossi learned Hilchus Shabbos from the Pasuk Me'achas Mehena, so too should he learn this concept of L'chalik from the Pasuk Me'achas Mehena. Says the Gemara, Umi Motzus Mukmus Lahani Krav Avodah Kechavim. What was Yehavimina to explain that this Pasuk Me'achas Mehena doesn't only apply to Hilchus Shabbos, but it also applies to Hilchus Avodah Zarah? Let's read the Pasuk. Dila Hocha, this Pasuk teaches us, but Mashiach par, that if a Mashiach, if a Kohen Mashiach does the Averis described in the Pasuk of Me'achas Mehena, he brings a par. Uba Nasi, if a Nasi does the Averis that the Pasuk Me'achas Mehena refers to, Bishagig, he brings a Sawyer. Ubi Yachid, and if a Yachid does these Averis, that the Pasuk, again, a Max Meina is referring to, he will bring a Kisp of a Seira. But as we learned at the beginning of our Shir, where is there a difference between who you are, and based on who you are, what animal you bring? Strictly by all Averis. But by Avodah Zarah, we said, it makes a difference who you are. Everybody, if he worships Avodah Zarah, Rachman Tzlan, Bishayli brings a Seira. So the Pasuk Ma'achs Mahena can't be speaking about Avodah Zarah. Because the Pasuk Ma'achs Mahena makes this distinction between who you are, and then we'll know what animal to bring. By Avodah Zarah, there are no such differences. This Vil Bavadis Kachov Matanan, we've been learning from the beginning of the Shir, Vishavish of a Seira Kiyachad, that everybody brings a Seira if they worship the Avodah Zarah Bishayigig. So where are you up to? Mi'achas Mehena cannot be referring to Avodah Zarah. We just proved it. However, Reb Yaisi will still be of the opinion, certainly Reb Nosson, but even Reb Yaisi will be of the opinion, that by Avodah Zarah, for every act you do, you chayiv a separate karban chatas. Why? Because the Torah singled out ishtachavo. Reb Nosson will certainly hold that way. And now, v'sulay midi. And now, Reb Zakkai's statement that he made on top of the Amid, that if you worshipped Avodah Zarah, different acts, you only chayiv one karban chatas, is an untenable position according to anybody. And v'sulay midi, there's nothing more to say. And now we understand where Reb Yochanan expelled Reb Zakkai, because he made a statement that not acceptable according to anybody halachically. However, says the Gemara, Kiyasar of Shmuva Yehuda Amma, Hachi Tanakamei. This is what happened. It wasn't the statement that we learned at the beginning of the Shir. That was the statement that was made to Rav Yochanan, by Rav Zakkai. Rather, this was the statement. He made the following statement. Chaim b'Shabbos b'Shar Mitzvahs, and Chaim b'Shar Mitzvahs b'Shabbos. There's a chumra to Shabbos versus other mitzvahs, and there's a chumra to other mitzvahs over Shabbos. Chayim b'Shabbos, and the Gemara is going to explain everything. She Shabbos also shtayim v'chalav echad. If you did two melachas, you chayiv v'kol achas v'achas. Masha ein kem b'shar mitzvahs. And chayim b'shar mitzvahs, she b'shar mitzvahs shogeg b'loy miskav and chayiv, masha ein kem b'Shabbos. And the Gemara explains itself. Omama, chayim b'Shabbos, she Shabbos also shtayim v'chalav echas, chayiv shtayim. What is the case? Hey chilam, dami. Ilema, if we're going to say it's referring to a case, the ovet tzira v'tchina, that on one Shabbos, somebody forgot that tzira is also, tzira means cutting, tchina means grinding. So the Gemara, the Kavasot Gav Shabbos, Shabbos, the same would be by other mitzvahs. If somebody ate chel of adam, hochi tati mechayiv, just like if he did tzira and tchina on Shabbos, he's chayiv to kav mechatis, so too if he ate a kezayis of chel and he ate a kezayis of dam, tati mechayiv. Ask the Rishonim, how could you compare the two situations? Tzir and Tchina are both examples of Chil Shabbos. Yes, they're two separate malachas, but both examples of Chil Shabbos. Chel and Dam are two totally separate averus. Well, there's no connection. So how is the Gemara comparing the two situations? Answer the Rishonim, that the Gemara is being very exact. Because the Gemara isn't just speaking about two averus that have absolutely no connection. The pasuk that speaks about chalif is the same pasuk that speaks about dam. So just like tzir and tchina are connected, because they're both chalif Shabbos, so too chalif and dam are connected. So just like by Shabbos, you chayiv for tzir and tchina separately, so too by chalif and dam, you chayiv separately. Ella, gabi sham mitzvah. The Gemara, the Rishonim also asked, the Gemara could have given a different example. The Gemara didn't have to say tzir and tchina. The Gemara could have given an example that let's say somebody was kaitzer on this Shabbos, and then the Gemara was kite, then the same individual, Rachman Tzlan, was kitesur on the next Shabbos. So it would be ktsir v'ktsira. Shem said the Gemara wanted to avoid it because the Gemara wants to stick to one Shabbos. El gabi shamitzis, deyna chayiv ala akas hechi dami. What's the example by other averis that you only chayiv one? Dachal chayiv v'chayiv. That you ate two kazesim of chayiv, behel anachas. Ask the Gemara, the kavasot gabi Shabbos. The same halachas by Shabbos. If somebody did tzira v'ktsira v'helam echos, hocha chad mechayiv, v'hocha mechad mechayiv. So Reb Zakkai wanted to draw a distinction between Shabbos and Shar Mitzvahs. He hasn't successfully done it. And says the Gemara, behind the Amalei, and that is why Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Zakkai, "Puk Tani Lavra, I'm expelling you because you said a statement that I can't understand." Says the Gemara, "My Kusha, why is it so hard to understand Rabbi Zakkai's statement? Perhaps Dilma La'olam Emelach Davik Tzira Tchina Mash Enkein. I Rabbi Zakkai is drawing a contrast from Shabbos to other mitzvahs. You know which mitzvah he'll be drawing a distinction to? Mash'enkem Sham mitzvahs, l'avodas kechavim. He'll be referring to avodas kechavim, where Rav Zakkai will be following the opinion of Rav Ami, the Amar of Ami, zivach v'kita v'nisach v'helem echad, ein chayiv el achas. And the Rishonim, just first shot in the Gemara. So Rav Ami says that if somebody did a number of different acts of worshipping Avodah Zarah, Behelem Echaz, Ein Echai V'Le'Achas, whereas Shabbos, if you did a number of Melachas, Echai V'Kol Achas V'Achas. So now, the Gemara, at least at this point, has been able to find a way of explaining the statement made on top of Amud. But the Rishonim make a very interesting observation. On the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara used some very strong words. The Suloi Midi, that the statement Rav Zakkai made, that if you worship Avodah Zarah with a number of acts, b'shagig, yichayev, ein achayev, el achas, the Gemara said was an untenable statement. And here, a half an amud later, we find Rav Ami saying the exact same thing, and nobody argues on it. It's a very interesting situation. Says the Gemara, even though the Gemara, this is the way we have to understand the Gemara, the Mefarshim say, even though the Gemara is not disputing that that's Rav Ami's opinion, and it's a legitimate opinion that we'll discuss more in tomorrow's shir, what the Gemara is arguing now is to say that the statement that was made on top of the Amid, contrasting Shabbos versus other mitzvahs, that it should be referring to Avodah Zarah versus Shabbos can't be. Let's learn the Gemara inside. We can't explain that Brisa is referring to Avodah Zarah. Why? Because what did the Sefer of that Brisa on top of the Amud say? The Sefer of that Brisa said, Chaymer b'sham mitzvahs, by other mitzvahs, the din is, Shebisham mitzvahs, Shogeg b'loim miskaven chayiv. Now, ask the Gemara, and for the third time in today's shiur, Shogeg b'loim miskaven avodas kechavim heichidami. What is the circumstance of Shogeg b'loim miskaven by avodah zarah? Because, explains the Gemara again, either k'sav beis haknesses, if it's a situation that somebody walks by a building and he thinks it's a beis haknesses, v'shtach v'loi, he hasn't done anything wrong. Harei libo l'shamayim. El d'chazan drat, if you saw a statue with Shogeg b'loim, again, I kibla lo b'laha, if he accepted it as a god, mezer hu. V'loi kibla lo, and if he hasn't accepted it as a god, lav klumu. Ella, we're going to say that what is the case of Shlagu b'loi miskavin, mehava meyira. Again, hanich labaya, according to Abaya's opinion, that mehava meyira is considered worshipping Avodah Zarah, dama chayiv, fine. Ella, rava dama pato, ma'ik lameyma. Ella, I'll tell you how Rava will explain it, says the Gemara. By Mamutar, says the Gemara, Masha Enkein b'Shabbos, the Potter l'Gamri? So the Gemara is contrasting between Avodah Zarah and Shabbos. And the Gemara is saying that by Avodah Zarah, you'll be Chayiv, and by Shabbos, you won't be. Ask the Gemara, that's not true. Because at Kanway Boy Minei Ravim Ram Nachman, Hela Zev Zeh. If somebody thought that today's not Shabbos, or he thought that it's Mut, and he also forgot that these are Malachas. So his question was, L'chayuv chada, are you going to be chayiv one karmachatas, or l'chayuv tarti? Are you going to be chayiv separate karmachatas for every melacha? But l'pot l'gamri, lek l'man d'omer. So now we have a problem. If we're explaining that this price is referring to Avodah Zarah, we have no way of explaining the Sefer. The Sefer says that by Avodah Zarah you'll be chayiv, and by Shabbos you'll be potter. That's not true. By Avodah Zarah you'll be chayiv at least one. By Shabbos you'll be chayiv at least one. So how do we explain the Braisa? My Kusha, says the Gemara, that isn't a problem. I will explain the Braisa in the following way. Reisha, the first part of the Braisa, is contrasting Shabbos to Avodah Zarah, Reish of Avodah Kechavim, and the Reish is teaching us, just to review, that if somebody did a number of Malachas on Shabbos, he knew it's Shabbos, but he forgot these are Malachas, he's chai for every Malacha. Versus Avodah Zarah, we're following the opinion of Rav Ami, that if you did a number of acts of worshipping Avodah Zarah, different acts, and a chai of Achas, Sefer is not talking the contrast between Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. Sefer is talking about the contrast between Shabbos and other Averis. The Sefer B'Shamitzvahs, V'Shogim B'Loi Miskaven, has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. It's talking about a case, the Kesavah, Roiku, where somebody thought what he was swallowing was saliva, and he ended up actually eating chalif. That by other Averis, by chalif, will be chayiv, Masha'enkein, B'Shabbos, the potter. Because the Alocha B'Shabbos, if somebody intended the skaven like bias atolish, he thought he's picking up something that's detached, the chotuk as a mechubar. So he didn't think he was doing any. He didn't even think that he was doing a malach. It's not just that he doesn't know the malach also. He didn't realize that he was doing a malach, that he's potter. That means, just to put it into language that we could understand, if somebody goes and puts on electricity in Shabbos, he puts on the light in Shabbos, because he doesn't know you're not allowed to put on the light in Shabbos, that's a shayik. But let's say somebody's standing against the wall. I'm not suggesting you should do this, Chas V'Shalom. But let's say somebody's standing against the wall, and accidentally, by standing against the wall, he flips the switch. That's a masasik. It's less than shayik. Ukrav Nachman Mishmu, Dama Misasik B'Chalovim B'Chayis. If somebody didn't realize, but he ended up eating Chalovim, or he ended up eating a Rayis, then the halacha is that he's Chayiv, Shekei Nena, Hamisasik B'Shabbos, versus if he's Misasik B'Shabbos, Potter. Why? Because Malachas Machshavas Esra Taira. So now, we have the following situation. We've been able to explain the Braisa. The first din of the Braisa is contrasting Shabbos to Avodah Zarah, teaching us Shabbos, if you did many Malachas, you chai for every Malacha Chattis. The second din, but by Avodah Zarah, you won't be chai more than one Chattis. The second part of the Brais is contrasting Shabbos to Chalovim and Arayis, that by Chalovim and Arayis, even if you were Misasik, you're Chayiv. By Shabbos, if you were Misasik, you're Potter. So why does Rabbi Yochanan have a problem with this Brais? So Zomar, you know why Rabbi Yochanan has a problem with this Brais? Rabbi Yochanan Tamei, the Loimukam Masnisa Reish B'chatam V'Seif B'chatam. We had a Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia. I don't have time to go through the whole Gemara. But the Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia speaks about somebody who's watching a chafetz for somebody else. And he picks it up. And then he puts it down. Is he now considered a ganav or not? There's actually machlaik, and the way the Mishnah is explained, is that the machlaik is Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel holds that if I take something from you, I'm a ganav, and I put it back, I'm no longer a ganav, even if I didn't notify you. Rabbi Kiva says I have to notify you. And the only way of explaining the Mishnah Babetzi is by saying that the Reisha follows the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, and the Sefer follows the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yochanan can't accept it. Rabbi Yochanan Tamei, the Loi Mekimna Masnisen, he can't accept a situation where the Reisha is B'chatam of the Sefer B'chatam. Where the Reisha is talking about one situation, and the Sefer is such a second situation. And that's why he can't accept a situation where the Reisha is contrasting Shabbos to Avodah Zarah, and the Sefer is contrasting Shabbos to all other Averis. Dom Rabbi Yochanan, because as Rabbi Yochanan said, man the metagim lichovis, whoever would explain that mishnah about carrying the pitcher, alibet the chatana, mevlina ma'ani basrela bein masusa, I'll carry his clothing to the bathhouse. What's pshat that I'll carry his clothing to the bathhouse? So I saw two pshatim. What's pshat, the way most mafarshim is, I will become his talmud, and I will publicly show that I'm his talmud by carrying his clothing to the bathhouse. I saw a beautiful pshat from the Paradis Yosef. The Gemara says that Talmud Chacham is not allowed to have a stain on his clothing. If you are able to explain that Mishnah, you're a Talmud Chacham. And if there's going to be any dirt on your clothing, I'm going to make sure to take it to the cleaners, because you can't have dirt on your cleaners. You are a Talmud Chacham. That's why Rabbi Yochanan couldn't explain the Mishnah this way. One important verse, we can't go away from the Shir without saying this verse. The Gemara differentiates between Shabbos where Misasik is Potter, and by other chalav and arayis, where misasik is chayiv. Somebody ate chalav, even with misasik, or somebody was boiling erva, he's chayiv. Why?
Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Stipler and all the Achronim say the difference is there are two types of Averis. There's one type of Avera where the Avera is the act. And there's another type of Avera where the Avera is the result. Shabbos, the act is the Avera. So if I didn't realize I was doing anything wrong, I didn't do an Avera. Chalav Narais, it's not the act that's the Avera. It's the result that's the Avera. And I ate Chalav. I was Boyer and Erva. That's why I'm Chayiv. How do we know which is which? It depends. If it's an Avera that's based on a Hanor, then we look at the result. If it's an Avera that's based on, if it's an Avera that's based on not having Hanor, Shabbos has nothing to do with Hanor, that's where it's looked at differently. And Rav Chaim Brisker actually says it's not only by Averis, it's by mitzvahs also. And he says it's in a very important distinction. Some mitzvahs we could appoint a shliach to do on our behalf. And some mitzvahs we can't. Because in some mitzvahs it's the mitzvah that has to get done, and some mitzvahs it's the result. By tefillin, the result, I have to be wearing tefillin, so I can't ask you to put on tefillin for me. Other mitzvahs, it's not the result, it's the actual act. Where does the shayl come up? I'll tell you a beautiful pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says, if somebody blows the shofar without kavana, you're not miyotz mitzvahs to kiyah shofar. But the Rambam, the very same Rambam, says, not in the same place, that if you eat matzah on Pesach without kavana, you're mekayim mitzvahs matzah. Why? Either you hold mitzvah tzrichs kavana, or you hold mitzvah ain't tzrichs kavana. The answer is, by matzah, the mitzvah is the hanor. So if I ate, I had the hanor. By shofar, there's no hanor, it's the act. If I didn't have a kavana, it's not a proper act. The interesting question that will come up, we'll leave you with this question, is what will be the halacha by moror? Do you have to know that you're eating moror? Or is because there it's not just the hanor, you have to have the taste, the bitter taste, or not? That's an interesting shaila halacha.